California, led by director
Good evening.
Greg Conway.
Hopkins Junior High School Intermediate Orchestra, and to your director, Greg Conway. Hello, fine sir. It is good to see you as always. My name is Justin Enright, and it is my pleasure to be adjudicating you today at the Castro Valley High School CMEA East F Band and Orchestra Festival on Friday, May 3rd, 2019. It is my pleasure to be here, and I look forward to hearing your wonderful group. Good luck to you. All right, rock on. What a nice group sound you have. Visually, it's very appealing. Bow usage is good. Bows are moving in the right direction. Chelly, I see some really great energy coming from you. It's fantastic to see several bass players back there. Overall, the direction that bows are moving across the strings looks positive. Things are going in the right direction technically. I appreciate that all scrolls are up. I appreciate that you're all sitting up off the back of your chairs. Posture looks good. So overall, your presence on stage, the way you look, the way that you're playing your instruments, is visually appealing, and I appreciate that. I think that's half the battle. Speaking in terms of sound, you have a really great blended group sound. I appreciate the attention to detail when it comes to blending cello and bass versus violins and violas. Yeah, nice dynamic contrast there. To be honest with you, this piece has a lot of dynamic contrast written, including many moments of crescendo. My general rule of thought is that if you're going to crescendo, it needs to start softer. So come down to go up, in other words. Nice ending, by the way. And in the soft moments, I saw many people go for a new contact point on the string, you know, getting closer to the fingerboard and closer to the tip, although that was not consistent throughout these sections. You know, as you have a passage that gets softer, if you're moving from a forte to a mezzo piano or from a mezzo forte to a piano, I would encourage everybody to try to match kind of what your principals are doing, the concertmaster is doing, get closer to the tip of the bow, get into that piano contact point, contact point or bowing lane near the fingerboard, just so that not only does it sound unison in a piano dynamic, but also visually it looks unison. Like I said earlier, overall your visual appeal is very good. But as you move through dynamics, make me know it by seeing it, not just hearing it. Here, I could use a little bit more pizzicato from the violins. I know it says piano, but pizz is going to naturally sound a little bit softer. So make sure your left hand is pushing down nice and hard on the strings, and that you're pulling a good amount. For the number of violins on the stage, I think that could come across just a little bit more. It's almost inaudible, or at least it was. Now I'm starting to hear something. Also being down in the register there at the beginning, just, you know, naturally the lower notes are going to speak less. Another thought, when you finish one of these small pizzicato phrases, dink, 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 try to vibrate on the last note, just so we get a little bit more resonance. Keep that left hand down and just vibrate a little bit on the end of the pits. Okay, we went from piano to mezzo forte here, violins. I'm not convinced that you really made that dynamic change. I think it could be a little bit more drawn out here, more bow usage, a little bit more weight across the bow. Also, I see some of you still on top of the fingerboard. This should be a point where you're moving closer to the bridge and pulling a little bit harder on those down bows and then pushing wrist first upwards to create that even sound down to up and making sure that we have a nice present sound. Okay, now we're starting to move a little bit more. Keep the phrase going. Finish long notes. If I turn the sound off and just watched you, my favorite player right now is your principal cellist. And the reason is because of his movements. I can see the phrases within his body movements. I think that if our concertmaster and our principal players in the front would kind of key into that kind of movement a little bit more, and if that could become contagious, if it could spread through the orchestra with a little bit more emotion to our movement. I'm not just talking about bows moving in the same direction now, but I'm talking about your full body getting into the sound. It will sell better, and with that, you'll feel that music in your body, and I truly believe that it will then come out from your instruments. I think that we will hear the change because the music is becoming part of you. So experiment at home. Sit in your room, nobody's watching, look in the mirror, and play and try something new. Try to move a little bit more as you're playing. Overall, the intonation is very good. Chelly, there was a couple notes back there in that lyrical passage that was just a little suspect. It was only a couple notes. Make sure you're always listening and adjusting, though. Make sure front to back of the sections that you're following your conductor. He was very clear there on that. Oh, ritardando, rallentando. It was something that moved slower. So just make sure you're watching the conductor at all times. And also, again, coming back to the movement, if the section is moving together more with bodies, those tempo changes are going to become a lot easier because you're going to be able to kind of move into the new tempo. Oh, vibrato, this needs lots of... Yeah, that needed lots of vibrato on the end of that note, so it would sail off into the audience. It's kind of one of those moments, where we should hear... Vroom, 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 vroom. Keep adjusting, violins. Listen and adjust. Shaking. Nice job. Very musical cutoff. I think the best thing I saw there on that cutoff is that your left hands were continuing to give me some vibrato and some movement even after the right hands came off. Very nice job. On those E's violin ones, I know that's tough, especially with the harmonic. It was, ironically, it was the bottom E. It was the one in the staff that could use just a little bit of attention. So just continue to listen and adjust to each other. You know, the tuning note is is in tune, and then that's right until it's not right. And then every note needs to be tuned to each other rather than to a tuner per se. So just keep listening and adjusting. So your director gave you a nice sweeping beat four there, beat three to bring you in on beat four. If you had breathed together, I think you would have had a little bit more success in starting the note together. So one, two, breathe and lift, play. It's a tasty sound. I like this a lot. Oh, don't rush, don't rush. Keep it nice and tight in the pocket, as we would say. Gookie, 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 da, do, do, kika, do, do, kika. Yeah, so if you feel that subdivision, it will keep you there. You, for the most part, that was very together and very impressive. Just at the end, violins, you started getting just a little bit ahead of the tempo. So make sure, especially in pits, which we all know rushes like crazy if we're not in control, just be very careful to subdivide in your head or in your body. Ooh, it, ah, ooh, ooh, it, ah, ooh, ooh, it, ah. And release off the string together. Yes, there we go. I think you could have done even more with that at 20. That first violin line moving upwards, and then with the seconds, violas, and celli, adding those quarter notes in measure 21 in the crescendo. Give me more weight, more speed to the bow. At 21, I just want to hear this rocking huge sound. Lots of vibrato here. We need nice, sharp bow changes. More cole, if you will. Little bites to the sound. Git, 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 git. Just the thought here at 41. And it happens at 32 too. It just changes voicings on those little hits. One and two and three, four. One and two and three and four. I might suggest, and this is just a suggestion, of making both down bows. Got, got. Give it a little more punch, you know? Careful of intonation. Yeah, more lyrical celli. Draw the sound out. Move, vibrato. Yeah, now the upper strings take it over. Sail away with it. Okay, violin twos, you are the stars. You gotta bring that out. It's a nice viola sound. Intonation is not perfect, but I enjoy that the violas are playing out and that I can hear them. And then it's musical. Lift together, lift. Kind of subdivide. Yeah, that's a dynamic change. I would have loved to hear even more pulling there. Nice piano. Nice. Don't rush. You know, I see people are pulling on the string at different points on the fingerboard. Some are near the edge of the fingerboard and some are pretty far up. Maybe just visit that quickly and kind of figure out where we like. And it's not going to be exactly the same on all instruments, because instruments sound different places depending on the build of the instrument and the model, etc. But maybe an approximation of agreement on where you're going to pluck on the string. Now, I'd like to hear more risk here. I want to hear you really go after it. Show me that you have the energy in your body, and show me that you have the energy in the way that you're attacking the notes on the string. I think this could just be harder and bigger and fatter. Could use more 16th notes in that section from the violin tutorials. Dot dot zigga dot dot. Yeah, more bite to it. Very nice ending. Nice job, guys. This is a very good young orchestra. Overall, the technique of the group is fantastic. The attention to detail on how you're playing and approaching not only the notes, but the dynamics, the pizzicato. There's a lot of great teaching going on here. I hope you understand that you have one of the finest orchestra teachers in our area, if not arguably in the state. So I hope you understand how lucky you are to have Mr. Conway with you. I am also doing your sight reading, so I'm not going to make too many more comments here because I'll be joining you in the other room here in just a second. But I look forward to working with you, and congratulations on a fine performance.